Have to see this. Olivia is amazing. She's so smart.
Okay, show it to me, whatever it is.
Okay, Olivia, you've never seen this book, right?
Never seen it.
And no coaching from me, right?
No coaching.
Okay, Mom, keeping all that in mind, will you please turn to any page and pick a sentence?
All right. All right, Olivia, I'd like for you to read this sentence.
You got it. The brown cow ate the green grass.
Amazing, and every word correct, and she's going to be 4 next month. Mom, have you ever seen any child, including me, who could do this?
Well, actually, when Vanessa was 3, she was getting... But she was not nearly as good at it as you are.
You're a genius. Okay, now, what sound does a cow make?
Moo!
Is she amazing or what? She does impressions, too. Hey, oh, Dad, you have to see this. Okay.
A farmer sat on the tractor.
So what else happened?
Let me finish reading, please.
We're on our way to Susan's house. We're having a We Survived the Chemistry Exam celebration.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And the party is for girls only. I mean, we're not inviting guys because guys are jerks. But not all guys. I mean, you're okay, Dr. Huxville, but you're not really a guy. You're a man. You're older. Well, not that you're an old man, but you're not 16, which is what a guy is. And I don't know what it is about that age for guys. I mean, because they don't tell the truth and they talk about sports and they're into bods, nothing else. And they're always talking about your back, no matter who you are, what you've done, or what you haven't done. I mean, that's why they're jerks. And I hope Susan makes some clam dip. I love clam dip.
Thank you.
Well, see you later.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Her mouth is fast.
Okay, you guys, we watched all the videos. The rest are just my parents' videos. Anybody want to see All Quiet on the Western Front?
No.
Jane Eyre?
No.
All right. Moby Dick.
You're serious. All
right, let's just forget about the videos, okay? Yes. I can't believe we didn't make any clam dip.
I'm bored.
Me too.
What can we do?
I know. Let's call it somebody.
Who are we going to call? We're all sitting here.
Wait a minute. The idea here is not to be bored, right?
Yeah.
Girls, I know how we can have big fun.
How?
Yeah.
A whole new way to play the alphabet game.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not drinking.
Susan, I'm not allowed to drink.
Oh, well, you won't have to. Unless you lose.
I don't know. I mean, if my parents even smelled liquor on my breath, they'd kill me.
Vanessa, your parents aren't here. Would you live a little?
Maybe I'll just sit this one out and watch.
If we're gonna do this, we all have to do it together.
Yeah,
okay. She's right.
Okay, I'm in.
All right.
I'm in.
Okay.
Well, Vanessa, you too.
All right, now, the rules of the alphabet game are the same. We go through the alphabet and name a city for each letter. Whoever breaks the rhythm loses. And when you lose...
Bottoms up.
Okay, we'll go from left to right. Starting with... Patsy, go!
Atlanta. Buffalo.
Chicago.
D.C.
Hold it.
No.
Do you mean Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
I'm sorry, but Washington is the city. D.C. is the District of Columbia.
Come on, you guys. Let me have it, please.
Rules committee?
Yes.
Come on, girl.
Come on.
Let's go.
Tastes so good.
Go for it.
Come on. No, sipping. You have to down this one.
Yes.
Go, Kara.
Yes, go, Kara. How do you feel?
Warm. All right, next round. Vanessa, you have A.
Evanston.
Fargo.
Galveston.
Hackensack.
Indianapolis.
Jersey City.
Broke the rhythm.
Oh!
Did she just say Kansas City?
Kansas City!
Pink.
No, no, no. Oh, drink. Come on.
Down the hatch.
Sorry. Oh!
Then you're still it now.
Yeah.
Still okay?
I feel no pain. All right, round three. Vanessa, start with Al.
Okay.
Guys, I hear it, loser
I
city.
Think so. Yeah. Wait a minute. No. Los Angeles. No. Love it. No.
Relay.
Oh,
I'm having fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get
down. Sign, sealed, and delivered.
That's the
man.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Drink.
Patsy, how long are you going to be in there for?
I'll be out in just a...
Better hurry up.
I don't feel very well.
Oh, no, look, go to the bathroom down the hall. Come on.
John is throwing up in that one.
Well, then use the one in my parents' room.
No, Brenda is in that one.
Well, then just go out in the backyard. Come on, please.
I'm not going to make it.
Oh, no.
Patsy Moore!
Oh, no. Guys, my parents are going to be home in an hour. We've got to clean up, then everybody's got to get out of here.
I can't drive.
Well, then leave your car here. Come on, I'll call you a cab. Just get out. Come on. Janet, you get out too.
What did I do?
Just go. Vanessa, what are you doing? Who are you calling?
I have to call my sister. Because my sister will pick me up.
Okay, you just hurry.
Okay. Wait. I love your phone.
Hello?
Denise? Oh. Don't let Mom and Dad listen in.
Vanessa?
I need you to come and get me. It's serious. Bourbon. Too much bourbon.
It's nice. Okay.
I need me to pick you up because Kara is drunk.
Okay, yeah, sure, I can get you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay.
I thought Carol was bringing Vanessa home.
Oh, yeah, well, Kara can't drive. It's her battery. Dead.
This is your favorite movie, I'll go pick her up.
What? No, Dad, this isn't my favorite movie. See you guys, I'm gonna be bye. Talk to you later.
Say a word, right?
Very quiet.
I want to go to sleep.
I know. You're just going to stay here. I'm going to get you upstairs.
Just stay here.
Okay.
I don't want to lie to him.
Wait. Mom and Dad are in there, so we're going to have to go around back, okay?
Back?
Shh. Denise?
Shh. Oh, good. Shh.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'm so glad you're home from
Africa.
Take it easy, girl.
I didn't even buy you a wedding present.
It's okay.
Now I love you.
Sir, honey, while you're in the kitchen, would you please bring me some juice?
You got it. You want this thing with mayonnaise or mustard?
Just tomato.
Denise, just leave me here. I want to go to sleep.
I know. Come on, we're almost there.
Denise, what's the matter with Vanessa?
Nothing. She's just really tired.
Really? She looks terrible. Ew. And her breath smells, too.
She just got the flu already.
I had the flu. I didn't smell like that.
Oh.
You just go to bed and I'll take care of Vanessa.
Fine. Then I won't have to smell her.
All of them? Well, no, Angela. I don't think it's just your daughter's fault. Vanessa didn't have to do what everybody else was doing. Well, I'm sorry that it happened, too. Thank you for calling. Yeah, bye.
Sandwiches coming up. Sandwiches.
Angela Henning just called to say that while she and her husband went out, her daughter and her friends, our daughter included, decided to play the alphabet game while chug-a-lugging bourbon. And it seems that Vanessa was very drunk when she left.
She must have lost. We didn't know you brought Vanessa home.
Oh, well, that's because you guys look like you were enjoying the movie so much that we just sort of, you know, went around back.
I see. What is that aroma coming from those sheets?
Huh?
What is the aroma coming from the sheets?
Okay, on the way home, Vanessa got the flu, and she was going to throw up in the car, but, you know, she didn't. And when she got home, you know, she just...
Well, if she has the flu, then I better take a look at her now.
Oh, no, Dad, you don't have to do that. I already checked her. Yeah, because I learned first aid in Africa, you know.
That's your sister in there, but it's also our daughter.
Why am I just going to wash these sheets?
Yes, why don't you do that?
Okay. Daddy.
My head. My stomach. Please. Can you give me something?
Nothing I can give you, kid. There's no cure for this.
Oh.
Vanessa? Vanessa? Vanessa?
Vanessa? Vanessa? Vanessa, I'm talking to you.
Vanessa, your mother's talking to you.
Vanessa, Mrs. Henning called. We know about everything that happened at our house.
Oh.
We're not going to talk punishment, honey, because I think you're learning your lesson right now.
Oh, thank you.
Hi. What are you doing here?
I'm eating a bowl of cereal.
You're supposed to be out of the house, but you keep coming back here. You don't seem to understand what that means. Man, you come here, you eat cereal, pork chops, anything.
Been hounding us for your own apartment for 19 years, and now that you have it, why are you always here?
I'm not always here. I just came by to visit you guys.
Well, in that case, why didn't you come up and see us before you started eating cereal?
I knew you guys were on your way down to the kitchen eventually, so I figured I'd just meet you here.
You came down here to eat our cereal.
Okay. We ran out.
Right.
And by the way, I saw Vanessa this morning.
Well, you did, huh?
Yeah, I was upstairs in the bathroom taking a shower. You ran out of soap. And she was banging on the door telling me I had to let her in because she was really sick.
Vanessa and her friends decided to get drunk last night.
Whoa. Vanessa drunk? That's pretty severe.
It took us by surprise, too.
I never thought she would crack under the pressure.
What pressure?
Well, the pressure of growing up in this family. See, you guys don't realize what it's like being a Huxtable child. Because of what you two have achieved, the whole world expects a lot more from us than other kids. Let's face it, there's nowhere else left for us to go but down.
Oh, so that's our fault.
Think about it, Dad. You're a doctor. Mom's a lawyer. That's a lot of pressure.
But we have never said to you, son, become a doctor, become a lawyer. We say go to school. We say study. We say become whatever you want.
There you go. Pressure. Go to school. Become something. That's a lot of pressure, Mom. All my friends see it.
Theo, when do you feel this pressure?
Every now and then.
This is not about pressure. Vanessa got drunk because she and her friends were bored. Although they had television, VCR, video cassettes, audio cassettes, books.
And each other.
Thank you.
That they call each other on the phone every 5 minutes when they're away. Yet they were bored together.
You see. So you see, Vanessa did not feel pressure from us. The pressure she felt was from the people she was with.
Okay, Mom. And to show you that I'm an open-minded person, I'm going to bring up what you said in my next discussion with the guys about pressure.
Thank you ever so much.
Hi, Mom.
How was school?
Painful. I wish you hadn't made me go. I felt sick all day.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you, my sweet. Come over here and sit down with me for just a little while.
Mom, I really like to go to bed.
No, not just yet. Clip, she's here!
All right! Hey, Vanessa, you just in time! Alphabet game with us, all right.
Yeah. Dad, you can't.
Oh, please, if you're going to play the alphabet game, we want you to be good at it so Hello. You don't lose.
That's right.
I'm playing too.
You?
Yes, indeed, starting her out young so she build up. We don't want her to cave in under the pressure.
I still feel sick. Don't make me do this. I said I would never drink again.
I'll start with letter A.
All right. Hey.
Altoona.
Boston.
Colorado.
Stop.
Hello.
No such city.
What for where?
Where is the city named Colorado?
Colorado, Wyoming. Go get
Please.
The book. Go get the book.
Colorado, Wyoming.
You better chug a lug.
But you're not here. I said it's a Colorado
now,
city.
Don't be shy, darling. Go on.
Well, goodness gracious. Oh. Oh, you did this all night long, huh? Well, all right, boys, here they come.
Whoa. Hey! D, Vanessa.
Detroit.
Oh, no, you don't.
Fort Lauderdale. Houston.
Iowa City.
J.
No, J. No, ain't no J. Ain't no. Hey, the little people count too.
Dad, you cannot make Rudy drink.
Take your hands off me, please.
Dad, you can't.
Hey! There you go, Sparty. No. Come on. No. You lost. Look at me. Drink her down. Go on. Hit it. Go on.
All right.
JK. Hey, Kenosha. I don't know, but I'll tell you what, you're in a hell of a jam now. I tell you what, because the person who loses every fourth time has to drink four drinks. There you go. Drink
four
her down.
Shots.
Four shots. That's the bonus for you. Drink her down.
Dad, look, I promise I will never drink again. Why are you doing this to me?
You are stalling, Vanessa. Come on, honey, chug a lug like you did last night.
Chug a lug. All right.
This is tea.
Gotcha.
Was taped before a studio audience.